opinionated women with strong views they aren't afraid to express chat loudly about current affairs, families, life, and everything else that's on their minds. Perrywise Women, the podcast, is Kelly Finlayson and Jackie Matthews laughing, sharing, and sometimes crying their way into listeners' hearts and minds. Join Kelly and Jackie and their occasional guests for a weekly escape from reality to their zany world on the Bellarine Peninsula in Victoria, Australia.
Hi, Jack. How are you going?
Good, Cal. How are you? How has your week been?
Yeah, good, good. I can't even tell you what I've been doing.
Painting?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've been, yeah. It's, wow. What did I think that I could, yeah, I actually, I think, don't know if I told you, I painted the ceiling of the outdoor area, which I'm now going to be classing as the garden room.
Yeah.
Because we're getting aluminium shutters in the, you know, those openings at
yes,
the back?
Love. Yeah,
going to get aluminium shutters. And so it will be another room.
The garden so room. I like
you
it.
Can come and have a wine in my garden room.
so mature.
Oh, my God, I know. Only when I'm in my garden room.
Hilarious. Well, I've been working and, well, today it's actually really warm. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's
Yeah, but also I went to the doctor's. I have booked in for a, is it called a mammogram?
Do you know what? This is really bad, but I'm putting it out there because this is where my brain is. I had an appointment on Monday for a brain screen and I forgot.
Oh. Oh, well. You'll be right. You just go.
It takes months to get in.
Oh, God, does it?
Yeah, in Geelong it does, yeah.
Oh, God. All right, well, just book again. can they not tell you, like, oh, an emergency appointment? We don't need an emergency appointment. You're fine. It's just a check.
Oh, my God, I'm fine. I'm fine. Well, we believe so because how would I know? Because I missed my breast screen appointment.
Well, you're obviously not thinking of your breasts, so.
No. It was Monday and I had a very peri brain. I was, yeah, just,
oh,
you know those days, you're just in the dumps and you're just, whatever.
Well, speaking of peri brains, last week this is what happened to me. I did go into the office and I was by myself. I had to go in because, well, for whatever reason anyway, it's not a big deal. I went into the office and I was, I had to send a chair to one of our workers. So the courier guy came and in the office, like there's a sort of like a foyer. And so when you walk out that door shuts and then it locks. And so I pushed the chair out, the door shut, and I looked at the courier driver and I looked at the door and I said, oh, that just locked. He said, oh, have you got a key? I said, no. He said, is there anyone in there? I said, no. He said, oh, how can I help, lovely man? So he rang our assistant. She came and let me into the office. And so then, and mind you, this is a new job for me. So, like, you know, I'm still trying to impress. So she came in, she sat with me for a few hours, and then she said, well, I'm going to go now. You're going to be all right. Don't lock yourself out, you know, ha-ha, joking and all that. yes. I'll be fine. So she went and then we had a couple of people come in. They had to do an interview. And so I was talking on the phone as I'm loud and talk a lot. I shut the door so that they couldn't hear me and to give them some privacy. And so then when I went to get out of the office, the main office that's the only office that has a door there, it had jammed shut and locked me in the office. So yeah. I was... Yeah, so I rang the assistant again. I was like, do you know whether this door, like, locks from the inside? Because we're just new in that office as well. And she's like, oh, I don't think so. And I'm like, well, yeah, I think it does because I can't open it. And so anyway, I had to call out to the client that I had in the room and say, oh, can I pass the key under the door? So I stuck the key under the door. And then... Because we hadn't been in the office for so long, the keys were really like stiff, so it wouldn't go in the lock. So she couldn't even get the key in the lock. anyway, I'm on the phone to Ash and I'm like, oh, you know, she goes, don't worry, I'll just come back. So she gets in her car, she's on her way back. This is like from Clifton Springs to Geelong, so it's like a half an hour, 25-minute drive, you know. She's already done it once. She's on her way back and I'm saying to the lady, oh, just, you know, just keep trying, just keep trying. And I'm like trying to pull the door shut, I mean open. So, you know, it's like one of those big office doors, you know, all the steel and all that, you know, like really jammed shut. Anyway, eventually she pushed it and I got out. And so then I quickly rang and said, don't come, so she could turn around and go home. She didn't have to come into the office again. But, oh, my goodness, that is my Perry day of, like, being in the office.
Wow.
And that's what happened. Yeah.
You're so brave because I wouldn't even tell people shit like that. I wouldn't even own up to that.
I don't care. And you know what? I saw a post today and I thought it was really brilliant. So it was a post. It was like a little letter kind of thing, you know, and it said something like, love yourself no matter what. Love yourself when you do something wrong. Love yourself when you're drunk. Love yourself when you've had too many beers. Love yourself when you talk too much. Love yourself when you say the wrong thing. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. And I thought, what a beautiful little message. Because, you know, that's we can so get caught up in giving ourselves a hard time, like, oh, God, I said that stupid thing, what a dickhead, or I locked myself in the office and then I locked myself out, you know. And my sister said to me the other day, she goes, you know what, that's not your superpower, Jackie. Your superpower is not getting in and out of offices, clearly. You have other superpowers, so focus on those. And I was like, hell yeah. That's it. So
yeah.
I just
love stuff.
It is good, you know. But anyway, moving on. So last week there was an episode on SBS Insider. Is that what it's called?
Insight.
SBS Insight. And it was all about menopause.
I was glued to the TV because I was so impressed with the way that they tackled it, Jack. You know, they just kept it real and kept it understandable for us to just realise that we're all going through it in so many different ways. So many women have it quite severe. They have quite severe symptoms of perimenopause. And it's and some of the guests were just spot on. So we will be, Jack and I were talking earlier, and we will be inviting some of those doctors onto our show very soon so we can have their ears and their knowledge and see what they can do for our Perrys, for you.
Yeah, because two of the doctors that were on there, they've actually written books. And so I think that, you know, it'd be great. Well, Cal and I are going to read the books and learn, you know, because this is the thing. When we first started this podcast, yes, we wanted to do something around menopause. We wanted to do something around us. But also we wanted to do something around learning. And, well, that was my main motivation. And so now I feel like, oh, I have that opportunity now to actually learn about what I'm going through. And the more that I'm learning, the more I'm understanding that people don't know anything about it. What the hell? Why not?
But the more you're also understanding what the hell your body is doing and why you're having those thoughts and why you're not sleeping some nights and when, you know, and why you're crying and why that, oh, my God, where'd that weight come from, you know, like.
Tell me, yeah.
It's just crazy. But it was, for that to be on Insight really
opens up the conversation.
So Insight having menopause as a topic of conversation really helped for the spotlight to actually grow bigger on perimenopause and menopause. And we all go through it differently. So, Jack, when I was looking at the SBS website on just, you know, having a bit of a read around the Insight program from last week, which we both agree was really, really well done, they've just got a short blurb, and I think that it's really important for all of us to remember. And it's really simple, and it's menopause and perimenopause can be a hormonal roller coaster. Everyone will agree with that, Jack. And it's a different roller coaster for all of us. So we need to remember that. We need to keep remembering that just because something's happening to you doesn't mean it's happening to me, and vice versa. So short and to the point, summary about menopause, and I just want to read it because I think each of us need to take it on board, and I will put it up on our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and if you want to put it up on our Insta. Menopause and perimenopause can be a hormonal roller coaster. Most women will be directly affected at some stage. However, it still seems to be taboo to talk about a neglected area of women's health. Insight, the show on SBS, spoke to women experiencing it, experts studying it, and explored ways to manage it. And I think that we just have to keep in mind that it's now a topic of conversation, and it's going to become a bigger topic of conversation, Jack. And we're one of those mechanisms for the conversation to be had.
You know, it's funny because a million years ago, I used to work at Fernwood Fitness Centre as a fitness instructor, and I just finished doing a myotherapy course, so I was like the myotherapist there. So I worked there, I was there a lot. And Fernwood is a female fitness center, so it's all females. At the time, I was probably like, I don't know, 25, 26, young, you know, in my prime, no kids. And the women used to come in, and you know, a lot of them probably were at the stage we are now, because it's that kind of gym where, you know, it's comfortable for women to go to the gym and, you know, without the men and all that kind of jazz. And I remember like going to seminars and learning about menopause back then, you know, like I remember I obviously didn't take a lot in because it didn't really relate to me as such. And I sort of wasn't working in that area of the gym. I was doing sales and I was doing the massage, so I suppose it probably didn't interest me. That's probably why I didn't learn. I really should have. And I maybe didn't even understand the importance of it, because nobody that I knew at that time was going through menopause. My mum's a really young mum, so she wasn't going through it at that stage. And so then I just moved on and did other things, and it never really was a conversation. I remember some women, you know, mentioning it like briefly, that like, and you kind of just think of it as, oh, it's just PMT, and even who gives a shit about that either. Mm. So, you know, it's like that whole thing, and, you know, I don't want to get into like a feminist conversation, but it's kind of that thing of, oh, you got your period, go and lay in bed and be quiet about it. Don't be whinging and moaning about it. Like, you know,
it's a stage in life. It's not feminism, because look how open we all talk about puberty now. And I look back, and like you're talking about when you worked at Fernwood, and you just didn't recognise the importance, because it hasn't just happened overnight. It happened to, you know, it happened to women 10,000 years ago, and it's only like the last decade that it's become a kind of topic of conversation. And I think you and I have the voice to be able to make it not just a topic of conversation, but to make it the conversation and make it be understood not by our peers, Jack, but by our children and by their friends and by their friends. So, you know, I remember being in my 20s just so aggravated with my mum, because she'd forget to do something. She'd make a meal. Like, my mum was the best, amazing American cook. She could cook anything. She was beautiful food.
Beans with hot dogs.
But it was, yeah, beanie weenie, yeah, chili. She made the yummiest chili con carne. The fried chicken, my friends would line up at the back door for Charlie's fried chicken. But she would start forgetting ingredients, and her food started tasting like shit, and I would just get so mad at her, you know, because I didn't understand that what was going on, and neither did my dad. Like, he was 3 years older than her. And I suppose this has all come to my mind because yesterday was the 11th anniversary of losing my mum. So yesterday I spent the day just really reflecting on her, and, you know, I really started thinking about, at my age, what she was doing. And the poor bugger, she was going through perimenopause and menopause with no support. because women didn't talk to women then about it because it was hush hush. It was embarrassing because they didn't realise that the woman that they went shopping with every fortnight was experiencing it as well. And, you know, so down the track, it'll be dementia that we experience together, Jack. And hopefully, you know, and we'll do a podcast on that if we remember to.
Well, I think now too, there's a lot more oversharing, you know, like there's a lot more oversharing. But I just want to go back to that when you said that it wasn't talked about like years ago. I actually was listening to another podcast the other day about menopause, and they were saying how years ago a husband was able to go and admit his wife to a psychiatric ward when she was going through menopause, and then to get her out, they would need like 5 signatures to get her out of the psychiatric ward.
Do you know what? Before I started Lexapro earlier this year, I'll tell you what, if I was back 20 years ago, they and my husband thought like that back then, yeah.
You would have been in there.
Absolutely. I was just a nutcase. And this is the part of it that we're, this podcast, Jack, we are giving strength to our Perrys, and we're getting more and more Perrys on board who just love the fact that they can come into our private group and just chat. And there's no judgment. And that's what it's about. It's about, they're talking about dry sex and everything that we read about but doesn't happen to all of us.
Yeah.
I think this program on SBS really has opened a lot of conversation nationally, and I think that, you know, we can just strengthen that conversation to be more and more. But like I said before, between younger people.
Absolutely. You know, but that comes from women that are going through it actually talking about it in their houses.
I think they should have. I think it should be a subject in school. I think it should.
Absolutely. Because you don't really learn about that, do you, at school?
No, you know about puberty because you're going through it at the time.
Yeah,
and you just know that. Oh my God, you're just madly in love with every boy that walks past you. And your boobs are growing, and all of a sudden you get your period. But you have your mum. You go to your mum and you talk to your mum. But I'll tell you, going through this, you sort of have to wonder. Like, we're very lucky. We both have amazing, amazing friends and family who support us, and we can tell them everything that we're thinking and going through.
I don't think that's because they're friends and family that support us. I just think that that's because we just tell everyone everything. Whether they want to hear it or not. Like when I was talking to the man across the road the other day and I was telling him. That's going too far. Poor old Rory wouldn't know what hit him if I went over and started talking about that stuff. But no, but you do need to like just open the conversation. But you know what it's got to be? You've got to normalise it. It's got to be normalised.
That's what we're doing, Jack. That's what you and I are doing.
Yeah. Like for me, I've got like so many blokey guys around me. Like my dad, there's no way he would ever talk anything about a period in front of him. He would actually freak out.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're listening to Perry Wise Women, Kelly and Jackie, who love to buy local to support their Ballerine Peninsula local community.
Do you know what's exciting?
What?
We're allowed out.
I know.
So tomorrow it opens up. We open up, our towns open up in regional Victoria. We can eat out, and they're allowed to have, apparently, 20 people inside.
Okay, so eat out and in.
Yeah, and they're just putting together the social distancing rules and things like that. So I think our husbands will be taking us out for dinner tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm going to have to sort that.
Well, I looked, because our favourite Squires Loft in Torquay, and one of our mates called today. They're like, all right, you know, we're on, when are we going out again? I looked on the website and isn't open for bookings yet. I don't know, but like I actually prefer, well, I don't know if I prefer because I don't think I've ever even actually eaten at the Zebra Bar, but I have, since I started eating at the Zebra Bar, like takeaway.
Yeah.
Pretty much got it every week.
Oh, and there you go, Paul and Karen. See, there you go.
I have to say, Kira, the girl who answers the phone and takes the orders.
Yes.
So amazing. I keep forgetting to, like, actually write a review because she's always so great. And then you just go there and they say they're going to bring it down at 7 p.m. and they bring it down at 7 p.m.
I know. I told you.
So I'll really miss that.
You heard it here first, Jackie.
Just to be honest, I don't much really like going out anymore.
No, I know.
Now that I've got agoraphobia because I want to just stay inside because I've had like a whole year of just being in the house.
Do you just want a condition or something to make them?
I just would rather just stay at home now, yeah, and just get takeaway dinners.
Surely if I rang you and said, hey, Jack, let's go have lunch somewhere, what are you going to say? Oh, I really want to just stay inside.
Probably. No.
Probably? No, you wouldn't. You'd go, oh, my God, so where and what time?
Well, I think that the thing is once you get out, then you just get out again. Like then you're just out and about again. Like I was talking about it the other day and I was like, I feel so grateful for every little holiday, weekender, get out and about that I've had, because when you could just do whatever the hell you wanted, there's sometimes when, and a lot of the times for us, because got kids and all of that stuff, and it's like, oh, can we be bothered? No, we can't be bothered. And so then we don't go and do things, or I'll think to myself, oh.
But don't you have to just take the two younger ones? The other three can stay home.
Well, yeah, but you've still got to consider everybody. You can't just, like, you've still got to consider, okay, well, what are they doing and where are they going to be and all of that? Like, you know, because don't forget, I just had a son turn 18 in COVID. So before that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I love going, like, camping. I love taking the girls on little weekenders and doing those things. And there's times when I'm just like, no, I won't go these holidays. Who can be bothered? Now I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going. Every time I think of, oh, should I go there? Yeah, hell yeah, just go there. You've got to make the most of every opportunity.
Absolutely. And it's for your mental health, but it's also for the tourism industry and to help our local businesses get back up on their feet.
So, Perries, I'm not sure if you saw the episode on Insight that was about menopause. And Jackie and I both watched it, loved it, and took so much away from it. Jackie, what did you think?
We are definitely going to connect with the doctors that were on there and find out more about what they know. It's really awesome to hear women doctors that are so knowledgeable on such an unknown topic. It's so bizarre to me that, like, this has been forever, but, well, that people don't really know, you know? Like, there's a lot of winging it, I think, because there's so many symptoms. And with those symptoms, there's a lot of those symptoms that can be, like, put to other things. Then it makes it a bit wishy-washy. But I definitely want to learn more. I've been like all week since I watched that episode, I was like, oh, far out. There's so much that I don't know. My doctor, and she was just like, well, there's no difference between perimenopause and menopause. And I was like, well, so, but what can't you like?
Your GP?
Yeah, she said, no, she goes, all of the symptoms are the same. You know, you might get more symptoms, you might get less, whatever. Like she was just like, nobody really knows. And I was like, oh, okay. And I thought, okay, in my head I was thinking, okay, I'm going to go and see somebody else.
What we have to do, Jack, I'm adamant to make some sort of difference, some sort of change, and it might be the most minuscule change, but we have to make it a platform that is understood from a younger age, that it's in front of you. It doesn't happen to just some people. It happens to every woman in different ways. You know, some are extreme, some are not. But You need to understand it, because you need to understand what your mother might be going through, or your sister, or you might be able to help your daughter when you're older.
Yeah.
Because you've been raised to talk about it. We must talk about perimenopause. We must talk about menopause. We must talk about Lexapro. We must talk about pads. We must talk about everything that happens to a woman when they go from being the sexy beast to the perimenopausal beast. And it's heartbreaking. It's so confusing. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's do it, girlfriends. We can do this. Yeah, we can absolutely do this. And the other thing that I was going to say, Jack, is just to remind our Perries that the link to the Insight show on menopause is on our Facebook page and is on, no, I haven't, but will be on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And that I have started putting our episodes back on LinkedIn.
And I think when you click the link, it's kind of, you have to join SBS or something, but then I don't know, I think somehow I just got through. I don't know if I...
Yeah, there's another link further down. I'll have a look at that, because I didn't skip that.
Don't be deterred. Watch it. It's a good watch. It's been great.
Yes.
And I feel as though, like, I don't want to try to sound like an intellectual. I don't want to try to sound really clever about, like, all of the things around menopause, because I'm learning a lot, but half of the words I can't even say, because it's just, there's everything involved. There's the hormones, there's your brain, there's, you know, like, everything in your body, like, just gets involved in this shit. So you have to be really super smart and clever, and we will source those people, whether they're women or men, that are absolute experts and, you know, understand it and know exactly what it is, and we'll talk to them. So, like, you know, not next podcast, but, like, as we move on our journey, we'll just keep opening up the conversation, even if it's the conversation between you and me, but it might be the conversation between us and somebody that's really knowledgeable on the topic as well. There is a lot to be said, and I guess it's the not knowing that makes it so difficult to talk about, because people are kind of like, I don't really know what to say. Am I whinging? Am I, you know, but, like, let's change that. Let's change that perception.
Mm. Let's do it. Hey, Jack, before we go, I would just like to ask all of you, our Perry listeners, if you could go on to our podcast and give us a rating, because what we are learning is it will really make a difference to the level of professionals that we can get onto our show. So the higher our rating, the higher the level of expertise it's going to want to talk to you, our audience. So if you could do that this week, or, you know, when you get a chance, ASAP would be fantastic, before we put ourselves out there and start asking professionals in the medical environment if they can come onto our podcast, because we're only in season two.
Yeah, if you can go on. So when you search us on your podcast.
Yeah, click the start.
You just scroll down or scroll up, whichever way it only goes that way, and then you'll see at the bottom of that there's a little part that says ratings and reviews. If you haven't got time and, you know, you can't be bothered, all you need to do is just press the 5 stars and then it will just be submitted straight away. So as soon as you press 5 stars, the fifth star, then it gets submitted straight away. And don't press 1 star, because then it'll get submitted as 1 star and then we'll look really dorky. So just press the 5th star and then it goes to 5 stars. And I'm talking to Perry's here, because, you know, I'd be the same. I know I've done that before. I've actually, like, judged someone and I've pressed, because I was going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but then it already goes just the 1. So anyway, just press the 5 stars. And if you want, it gives you a little box there also to write a review.
Oh, make comment.
So, yeah, so if you really want to love us and really want us to be awesome, then just go into the write a review and just write, you know, Kelly and Jackie are the most awesome people to listen to. That is the best show I've ever heard. They should be getting paid like millions of dollars.
They should be
on stage, all that stuff. You know, something just basic like that. So anyway, if you can go on there and do that, that would be greatly appreciated because, as Kelly said, it will increase our coverage and it will make, if we invite somebody on our show and then they look at our show and then they see that we have a lot of subscribers and a lot of ratings. And
it gives us kudos.
It's total kudos. So go and what do they say? My kids, when they're doing like they do videos and they're like, so just go down, subscribe, like, write a comment, all that. So that's what you've got to
do. And we'll love you forever. Okay.
Forever.
Okay. Ciao, Perrys.
Thank you for listening to the Perry Wise Women podcast. Jackie and Kelly would love for you to join their collection. Go to their Facebook page, Perry Wise Women, and join the group. Let them know who you are, what topics you'd like them to discuss, and anything else that's on your mind.